Armadoxy for Today, an Aging Vision. Today's message is prompted by a radio newscaster who reported the two presidential candidates are campaigning this weekend, sharing their vision for the future. Here in the United States, it is election year. The candidates from the two major parties are well-seasoned, in their golden years, or plainly, up in years. One of them is over 80 years old, and the other is not too far behind. And they're out about the country, sharing their vision for the future. You have to wonder, or at least I did, what vision? What future? These octogenarians might have wisdom from living their lives, but are they entitled to set a vision for the future of our children? Most casualties during war, battletime fatalities, are to kids between the ages of 17 and 25. In Armenia, one of the most sobering moments you'll experience is at Yerablur, near Yerevan, where tricolored flags fly over the graves of soldiers of the 44-day war, 2020, and the battles with Azeris since then. We call them soldiers, but they're young kids who will never get older. Kids who were called up to fight because of someone's vision to fight fire with fire. Here in the United States, we have a day set aside every year in the month of May to remember those who paid the ultimate price for freedom. We call that day Memorial Day. For the parents and families of these children thrown into war, the ones we call soldiers, every day is a recurring nightmare called Memorial Day. The future belongs to the young. With all due respect to our matured senior citizens and the wisdom that they have acquired during their lifetime, I have to ask, have we created a world so great that we have the audacity to set a vision for the future of these children? How about asking them? What is their vision for the future? What are we afraid of? That they may say they'd like to enjoy life? That they may want to live without the fear of violence? That they may want a world that is free of the pollutant of hate and intolerance? That they may find a way to negotiate understanding? Today we remember the sacrifice made by all those who laid their life down for something greater, whether for the ideal of freedom or the safety of their loved ones. May God rest their souls. We also take some time today to articulate a new vision, one for peace. In the words of His Holiness Pope Francis, please, countries at war, all of them, stop the war. Look to negotiate. Look for peace. We conclude with a simple prayer, one which articulates the vision of God expressed on the night of our Lord Jesus' birth. Peace on earth, goodwill toward one another. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.